Hello, and welcome to another episode of Doctor and Me podcast show. My name is Chris Dan, and I am your host. Today I have with me Dr. Terry Rose. He's the principal dentist at Smile and Style, and his website is smileandstyle.com.au. I am so happy to have you here today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rose.
Thanks, Christian. It's great to be here.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about what got you into dentistry. Matter of fact, holistic dentistry.
Well, shortly after I graduated, my aunt was diagnosed with motor neuron disease. She had tests done and she had high levels of mercury in her system. At the time, it was fairly contentious whether amalgam fillings contributed to neurological diseases. I did a lot of study at the time and since, and that was probably really what got me interested in holistic dentistry. And then that, I suppose as years went on, there were lots of other different pieces of the puzzle came together and obviously try to present the best product in your business for your patients.
Makes sense. Well, tell me a little bit about the practice and why patients say they love coming to your office.
Well, I think one of the major attractions is we have a high-tech office and we offer a lot of treatments, including laser treatments, CERAC, orthodontics, guided implant surgery, safe amalgam removal. So patients come to see us for those high-tech angles and holistic angles, and probably because we have a fairly relaxed treatment atmosphere. We're supported by a great team of other dentists, hygienists, nurses, receptionists that have been with us for many years too. So I guess there's a fair amount of continuity for people coming through, patients.
Makes sense. Well, how about we discuss what are the signs of mercury poisoning in a patient?
Well, first, mercury is the second most poisonous element behind radioactive materials to biologic systems. So you can expect all systems and organs to suffer with damage if they're exposed to mercury. So I guess if you look up some of the symptoms, you find out that people suffer from things like, for advanced mercury poisoning, they have itchiness, they have red peeling skin, sometimes they have loss of sensation, they suffer fatigue, memory loss, they have issues with muscle coordination, sweating, salivation, high blood pressure, increase in pulse rates, but by and large, it's mercury's toxic overall, so a bad material to enter the body.
What is the process for safely removing amalgam?
Well, we use a range of methods to safely remove amalgam fillings, and these protect our patients, our staff, and the environment. Unfortunately, these protocols aren't adopted by mainstream dentistry or taught in dental schools, but hopefully that'll change with some of the new mercury treaties coming on board. We use nitrile rubber dam, which is impermeable to mercury vapor. We use high volume suction. We use an extra large suction that's placed down by the patient's chin to suck in filtered air from the operation site. We use plenty of water while we're cutting, and we use a negative ion generator, which cleans all the air in the room. The patients also have oxygen, and the operators, the dentists and the nurses, have either protective masks or respirators to ensure they're less affected as well. So quite a few precautions.
And I know you see children at your office. What can parents expect when they bring their kids to see you?
I usually recommend that the parents bring the child along, and when they have their own dental checkups, and they get used to us. I don't mind whether they even just play with some toys on the floor while mum and dad are in the chair. And when they feel comfortable, it's a good idea to play a game and let them have a ride in the chair so we can count their teeth. And so I don't have a definite age for a child, but it depends on their personality or maybe the home influences from their attitudes of their parents. But I leave it to when they're comfortable. And we usually like to, if they do go for the ride in the chair, let us check their teeth. Then we usually reward good behavior with a small toy or a sticker. And I usually find this is a much better way of introducing dentistry to them, so we're the dentist is on the front foot from square one rather than the child's first visit to the dentist being an emergency treatment visit. So that's my take on that.
That makes sense to me. Sounds like it would be fun to come there if you were a kid. Can you tell me a little bit about a complete smile makeover and what it entails?
Okay. Well, usually the way we set things up is before we even get to a smile makeover, we usually want to make sure the foundations for the person with respect to their mouth and their gums and decay are all sorted first. And so we usually start with a comprehensive exam for people where we look at a wide range of issues. We make an effort to try conserve as much tooth structure as we can in our treatment. So orthodontics is fairly important to align teeth rather than cutting them down and placing crowns on them all. We find bleaching works incredibly well to lighten teeth. We use the core whitening system for that. And we can plan other things like changing gum levels. We often use lasers to change gum levels and even things out. And in some cases, we do still use veneers and crowns, but as I say, there is still that emphasis of conservation of tooth structure. We can actually build crowns and veneers with our CEREC machine, CEREC type technology. So we usually discuss some with the patient or the different cost benefits, work out with their treatment plan how they want to do things, and then proceed with scheduling appointments.
Makes sense. I bet a lot of people, when they get a smile makeover, would also want to get teeth whitening. And what kind of methods do you have for teeth whitening at your office?
Well, I've tried lots of different methods over the years. I've used all sorts of different products. I've used high-intensity lights and some very strong bleach materials. But the best bleach material we've come across today is an American product called Core Whitening. I first found out about that on Dentaltown. We find that we get really good colour changes, obviously lighter result of the teeth, and the stability is really great. We usually achieve this with home bleaching over a 2-week period, and we find that some patients also are quite happy to maintain things with maybe wearing their mouth guards one night a month. If we want to have an even more effective product, we also do in-chair bleaching with follow-up more powerful bleaches with the core products, and we can even treat really major staining cases like tetracycline staining and get some quite good results.
I see. Well, I know you are very high-tech in your office. What is the CEREC system and what types of procedures can you use it for?
CEREC system. Well, CEREC, you'd probably describe it as a 3D camera. It's linked to a computer, and you use that to capture digital images around the mouth of the teeth and the gums. And when we have our 3D model, we can design inlays, crowns, veneers, bridges, implant crowns on it. And then that CEREC capture device communicates with the milling machine, and we can use that milling machine to mill the restoration out of blocks of porcelain. And we also have some materials we can stain and glaze them in furnace, in our furnaces, which we use, and that can be used to make things look exactly the right color with the different stains and tints, and also improve some material strength. We did have the first most advanced CEREC machine in Australia, which was the Omnicam. We have an Omnicam at both of our practices, and it's pretty exciting technology, and it's always moving ahead. It certainly gives us more and more control of the final product.
Sounds like. Well, tell me about Invisalign and how it's different from traditional braces.
We do offer Invisalign in our practice for simple ortholite cases, where you use custom plastic aligners to gradually move the teeth. But the majority of our orthodontics is done with fixed prices. And I use the IP appliance, which was the first customized orthodontic appliance in the world. And this appliance is made by a company called POS, and they're responsible for the biggest orthodontic training program in the world for general dentists. And it has the IP appliance has many advantages over over other appliances, because it's got a whole range of different wires, a whole range of different bands and brackets, they're custom selected in treatment plans for each individual patient. So essentially, we heavily plan cases for orthodontic patients in our computer, and then before we even put brackets on, and so that way it's more likely that the case will proceed without many complications and things poor tooth movements and things going wrong. I'm also a POS instructor for this system, and that's probably my main claim to fame in the dental world.
Oh, makes sense. Well, let's talk about the dental implant procedure and how you, treat patients that need implants.
Well, with the implant procedures, we actually place the implants and we restore them at our practice. It's probably more common for practices just to restore them and not always place them. We use guided implant surgery to plan the implant positions on computer for a start, and we have a drilling guide made that fits over the adjacent teeth. And with the drilling guide used in conjunction with special surgery kits, we can actually position the implant surgically exactly where we've planned it on computer. This really eliminates a lot of complications with poor implant placement, where you've got risks of putting implants into sinuses, through roots of adjacent teeth, and actually, or into nerves, and makes it a hell of a lot easier to actually make a crown that fits nicely on top of the implant for a good aesthetic result. In some cases, people don't have enough bone too, so again, the 3D planning with cone beams is a smart idea to check before you actually go to surgery, because you need to know the cases where if you don't want to open things up and find you don't have enough bone, and know that you're prepared to place that in if you need to place that. We usually wait about 6 to 12 weeks after placing the implant, make sure that it's all integrated properly, and then we can also use our CEREC machine to design the implant around the fit so that it will look and function like a normal tooth.
All right. And how do you treat sleep disorders?
Okay, well, this is interesting. I used to think sleep disorders were a bit of a waste of time in dentistry. I wasn't actually interested in incorporating it into my practice, because I thought it was fairly boring. But then my wife complained about me snoring, so I was sent off for a sleep study, and I found I stopped breathing 78 times an hour, which is extreme. Usually in extreme cases, about 30. If you're stopping breathing 30 times an hour, that's actually regarded as very serious. So I'm lucky I had those tests done, because I'm probably lucky to be alive.
Wow.
I actually had some special splints made. I've actually had a fairly weak lower jaw, which tends to collapse my airways. The special appliances I had made are called SomnoMed appliances, which actually shift my mandible forward and open my airway up at night. And that tends to reduce sleep and snore. Reduce sleep apnea and snoring problems. So straight away, as soon as I started using that, I found that I had a hell of a lot more energy. I was a lot sharper. I didn't feel like I wanted to fall asleep after lunch or at the end of the day. In fact, sometimes I even felt like I wanted to fall asleep while I was driving. At the same time, I actually had my new Lightwalker laser, and it had the ability to do a procedure called night laser, where it's like I ended up having four laser treatments over a 2 or 3 month session, where the laser is actually shone like a torch on the back of the soft palate, And it feels a bit like having a warm cup of tea, so you don't need any anaesthetic for a procedure like that. But that actually has the effect of it doesn't actually ablate the tissue, it just warms things up, and you actually get more collagen forming in the back of the airway if the tissue's not as floppy, and it opens things up, so you find you don't snore anymore. So I think the night lays work quite well for me. So for example, if I actually go to bed these days, and I still wear my splints to hold my jaws forward, but it's possible for me to sleep without snoring anymore. It seems to have, I've had a sleep study done to confirm that too, and my wife says she sleeps much better these days too, so it's certainly been good for our relationship.
Yes, I can definitely, I understand where you're coming from there. Well, let me ask you about the lasers. What are you doing with lasers at your practice?
I'd probably say this is the most exciting thing for me in my practice at the moment. I've used lasers over many years. I've even written one or two articles. I did write one journal article on removal of failed implants using lasers with another specialist that used to work with us. But I've had real problems with the previous, one of the major previous brands I used. I found that it was just unreliable and not always as powerful. So I made a switch to the Lightwalker ATS laser, which is made by a company called Fotona. And we actually had the first one of those in Australia, and I realized it's the most advanced dental laser in the world. So we use it for most of our fillings, but we can't use it to cut out amalgam because that would vaporize things and poison patients. But by the majority of cases, I don't even need to use anesthetic for restorations. I use it for treating deep gum pockets disease, for disinfecting root canal treatments, and that's actually proven as being really highly effective at cleaning out the canals far more effectively than any other sort of technology, and even sucking all the bugs out of all the tubes in the teeth, so you get a much better result than anything else that's out there. We use it for tongue ties, we use it for biopsies, for difficult extractions. And then there's, apart from all the dental applications, there's a whole range of aesthetic applications which we can use this sort of technology for. So it actually opens a whole world of things like face peels, lip lays. You can remove wrinkles. You can actually get rid of warts and angiomas. You can use it for biostimulation also to accelerate healing. So if people have things like difficult extractions, any surgery, you can use it to actually accelerate their healing. They don't actually feel anywhere near as much pain afterwards. You can use it also on all the traditional sorts of trigger points for if people have jaw pain and reducing TMJ pain, things like that. So I'm currently doing a what they call a Laha Master's degree in Europe in laser dentistry, and this was the first course they ran in the world on that, and I'm about almost halfway through that course at the moment. You're taught by the top practitioners, world's laser practitioners, and that's great. Already have a fair amount of knowledge in a range of the areas, but you can always learn more. And certainly the aesthetic applications are an interesting new frontier for us to move into.
Yes, it is very interesting. What kind of information do you give your patients on dental hygiene?
Let's have a look here. So we find that if poor oral hygiene can cause major health issues and so on, that's generally sort of recognised and becoming more recognised in the dental community. And so poor oral hygiene can be implicated in all sorts of things like heart disease, strokes, cancer, a whole range of other issues. So our dental hygienists usually perform a range of procedures in our business where they do full cleans, they do full charting to check on all pocket gaps and see what levels of disease are. And they could pretty much cover oral hygiene instruction fairly well. Another thing to add is we also use a new range of products, which one of my laser colleagues who's doing the same degree as me developed himself in New Zealand, called Ozospar products. and they seem to be very, very effective products at radically reducing decay and solving a lot of gum disease issues.
Makes sense. If you could tell something to potential patients, what would that be?
Probably say that things have certainly changed in the marketplace with dentistry. Things have come on leaps and bounds. There are lots of different technologies that are available out there. And what I've been very careful to do over my career, I regard a dental practice a little bit like a restaurant. And I think that we've selected a lot of the best technologies that are available out there and tried to put them on our menu. Things which are great to have other patients treated with, but of course things which I would treat my own family with. So that's pretty much sums up my view of things.
That's very interesting. I really like that, you know, you talked about your continuing education. I know that, you know, potential patients would love to hear that you're still doing that. You know, we do say that that's very important to make sure that you let everyone know that you're still, you know, continuing your education and wanting to learn and grow. From the moment you walk in, the team at Smile & Style provides comfortable care in a warm and friendly environment. Give Dr. Rose a call to see how the team can transform your smile. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Rose.
Thanks a lot, Christian. That's great. I enjoyed the experience.
You're very welcome. And thanks for listening to another episode of Dr. and Me podcast.